Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made, the day that no one else has ever been in this day. And the day is Friday the 17th of December 2021. It is the day that no one has ever been in it but our God. And we are excited because we have him. We have him who holds today. We have him who holds tomorrow. He is the one who holds the future. And because we have him, we can face tomorrow. And we are thankful for the opportunity and the chance the Lord has given us. It's his grace that we are here, and we are excited with what God is doing at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. And we are just excited. We just thank God that we come together and in agreement as we pray to the God who hears prayer, to the God who answers prayer. So we're going to go before the Lord in agreement, and for one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000. And I know we are more than two here. We are more than three, and we can put thousands upon thousands into flight. So let us go before the Lord, and as we lift up our eyes unto the hills, and we lift them up unto the mountains, because we know that's where our help comes from. For our help comes from the Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. We thank you, Father God, for there is no one like you. You are our God, the one who does not let our foot be moved. You are the one who keeps us, the one who keeps Israel, who neither slumber nor sleep. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you as we decree and declare Psalm 91, that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning, Father God, we say you are our Lord. You are our refuge. Yes, our fortress and our God. And we trust you, Father. We depend on you, Lord. We appreciate you, Father God. We honor you this morning. For there is no any other God but you, Lord. Yes, we depend on you. You are the air that we breathe. You are the life that we live. For in you, Father God, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. So we trust you, Father. We depend on you. For trust the name of the Lord, for the name of the Lord is, yes, our strong tower, and the righteous run to it, Father. And when we run to you, we are safe. We thank you for safety, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for shielding us. You are our defense. You are our shelter. You are our security. You are our liberator. We thank you this morning, for there is no any other God but you, the one who fights our battles. You fight them in a gentle and quiet way, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but that they are mighty through our God to the pulling down of the stronghold in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, casting down all imaginations and everything and anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, for there is nothing, nothing is impossible with you. Yes, in the name of Jesus, we honor you this morning. Yes, in the name of Jesus, as we wait on you, Father, thank you for encouraging us. Thank you for strengthening us, Father, as your prophet Isaiah reminds us that when we wait on you, as you said, yes, they that wait upon the Lord, yes, shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Thank you, Father God, yes, that we mount up as eagles. Yes, even if when we run, Father God, we do not get weary, we don't get tired. Yes, when we walk, we do not faint, Father, because we are waiting on you. We are trusting you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your love. Yes, the love that covers a multitude of sins. We thank you, Father God, for this love, Father. Yes, it's your love that you paid a debt that you did not own. And we owed a debt that we could not pay. We thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yes, the one who loves us. Yes, and nothing, nothing can separate us from your love, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, even death, no life, no angels, no principalities, no powers. Even things that are present right now, they cannot separate us from your love, Father. Even things that are to come, they cannot separate us, Lord, from your love. For your love is higher than any higher mountain, Father. It is deeper than any deepest valley. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your love, Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus, for there is no great love like the one you gave us, a good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. Thank you, Lord. We honor you this morning. So we pray, Father God, we continue to believe, yes, for the salvation and deliverance of our family members, those who do not know you, of our brothers and sisters who are out there, who are still wandering, Father, being blinded in sin. We are believing for their salvation. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, this year 2021, we are still believing for a bumper harvest of souls, Father. We are still believing, Father God, for the deliverance of our family members, Father, for the restoration of our families, Lord. Yes, for you are a miracle working God. There is nothing, nothing impossible with you, Lord. Yes, so we pray, Father God, that they come to repentance. They come to believe in you, Father, and confess with their mouth that you are Lord. So we decree and declare, Father, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come in the mighty name of Jesus. Soften their hearts, Lord. Draw them, Father. Draw them to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, even those who had backslidden, those who had lost their faith, Father, lost their way back home, the prodigal sons who are out there, that they come to their senses and come back home in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning for your healing power. We continue to pray for those who are not feeling well. Yes, for your healing, Father, regardless of what the issue is, whether it's a mental issue where they are being attacked or tormented mentally, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, whether it's emotional or physical or any spiritual warfare that is in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for their healing, for their deliverance. For Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. Yes, you were bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord Jesus. So this morning, Father, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. So we decree and declare healing, Father, total healing, whether it's a cancer, any cancerous diseases out there. Yes, the cancer of the inner organs, the cancer of the skin, the cancer of whatever in the bones, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, releasing the healing power of the blood of Jesus, whether it's COVID with all these variances coming out. We just pray, Father God, for your healing and protection of your people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I honor you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for you are such a good, good, good God. Thank you for restoring families, Father, restoring fathers back to their sons, restoring fathers back to their families, to their wives, husbands to their wives, and wives to their husbands, that there is order in the families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, whether it's a single household, head of household, Father, whether it's parents, Father, I just pray in the mighty name of Jesus for the strength and restoration of families, Father, in the name of Jesus, that parents, yes, will care for their children and not provoke them, Father, and children are obeying their parents and husbands loving their wives as Christ loved the church, and wives submitting themselves to their own husbands in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for restoring us families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Yes, and our for the church, Father, we pray for the body of Christ, the whole fivefold ministries, Father. Yes, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers. Yes, those missionaries who are in a foreign land and teaching and spreading the good news, Father. We pray, Father God, that you protect them and their families, Lord, the whole spiritual leadership, Father, even those in the ministry of service, Father, whether they are in the hospitality, in the technical, the recording, the media, or whichever, the administration. I pray, Father God, that the body of Christ will function the way they should function, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the shepherds, the leaders, shepherd the sheep, and the sheep begot sheep, so we win souls for the kingdom, Father. Give us wisdom to be soul winners, Father. Yes, as your word says, that he that wins soul is wise. So we pray for wisdom to win souls, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Yes, we also pray for our regular leaders, Father. Yes, our national and international, even our local leaders, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, with all their branches, Father, from the executive branch, yes, the legislative branch and the judicial branch, Father, all the branches on the international level, on the national, and on our local level, Father. We just pray, Father God, as we continue to believe you, Father, and believing your word, as you remind us in 2 Chronicles 7, that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and end from their wicked ways, yes, then you, our Heavenly Father, you will hear, yes, our prayers while you are sitting on your heavenly throne, Father. Yes, and you forgive our sin and heal our land. So we stand, Father, on the gap, Lord, as intercessors. Yes, we stand on the gap and confess, Father, for the sins of our nations, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and turn away, Father, from our wicked ways, Lord. Yes, thank you for hearing our prayers and heal our land, Lord. Heal our nation, Father. Restore us back to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, not just trusting you, writing it on our money that in God we trust, but to truly trust you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you for protecting all our military community, all the branches, Father, those who are deployed in a foreign land and those who are here at home, the men and women in uniform, Father. We just pray, Father God, that you protect them and their family members and strengthen them, and that they do what is right and not abuse their authority. Yes, the law enforcement, Father God, our first responders, Lord. I just pray, Father God, for your protection in our education system, Lord. Our children, some last week was there, last week, some today, and some Monday or Tuesday will be their last day for this year. I just pray for the education system, our educators, all the students, Father, the college students who will be traveling back home. I just pray that you protect them on their way coming home, and just as they finish up that last exam, put in, pen in that last paper, I just pray, Father God, that you protect and shield our children and the, all the educators and the whole administrative and system and the counselors and everyone involved in our children's education. Protect them, Father. We do not allow to lose another child because of the shooting or anything wrong or any accident, Father. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke this spirit of death, this spirit of murder, this spirit of anger, that people just get angry and they take it on other people who have not done anything wrong to them. So I pray, Father God, that our children be protected in the mighty name of Jesus, that they finish this last leg of this year, 2021, strong, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for these intercessors. Yes, my brothers and sisters right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance. Yes, I just pray for each and every one of us, Father. I thank you for the persistence. I thank you, Father God, for the protection, for your provision, Father. I thank you for strength for those who need strength, Father. I thank you for wisdom for those who need wisdom, who are trying to make major decisions in their lives right now before the close of the year. I thank you for your wisdom, Father, and those who need favor, Father. Yes, and we have men and women of God here who are ministers of the gospel, Father. I just pray when they go out there that you give them favor, whether they are doing business for the ministry or doing business for their personal needs, for their family needs, Father. I just pray, Father God, that you bless us, Father. You protect us and give us favor, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus and our families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus and every ministry, Father. This is just it, the address. We have so many ministries represented here. Yes, the prayer, praise, and deliverance, the unquenchable fire ministries. Yes, we have also the Life Church ministry and every other ministry that is represented here, Father. I just thank you that we stay connected to you. Yes, because you are the true vine and we are the branches. And we know that if we get disconnected with you, we will dry out and die. But we want to remain in you, Father God, so that we can bear fruit. Not only fruit, but much, much fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you that every ministry that is a Bible-believing ministry that teaches the true word, the Rhema word, the life-giving, life-changing word, that we continue to flourish, Father. We continue to do what you have called us to do, and that's to win souls for the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God this morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. We are so excited with what God is doing, and I stated earlier that today is Friday, it's the 17th of December 2021. So we have only 2 weeks to close this year of 2021. But our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he does not change. So we are excited with what God is doing. We're going to open up the lines in a little bit so that we can praise the Lord. But I am just going to read our the week before we praise God, because this is the season of praising God. This is the season of worshiping God, and we want to praise him, as reminded by our scripture of the week, Psalm 113, verses 1 through 4. And it reads, praise ye the Lord, praise all ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. So we want to praise God. And last night, as I was reading the scripture, I looked it up in a different version. I think I read about four or five different versions. And my eyes get caught or stuck on a message Bible. So I'm going to read it, but I will read all of it because it's just 9 verses. And then we will praise the Lord. And it reads in Message version. Hallelujah. You who save God, praise God, and he's talking about us, the ones who serve God. Let us praise God. And King James says, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. And he continues, just to speak his name is praise. Just to remember God is a blessing, now and tomorrow, always, from the east to west, from dawn to dusk. Keep lifting all your praises to God. And then on verse 4 through 9, God is higher than anything and anyone, outshining everything you can see in the sky. Who can compare with God, our God, so majestically enthroned, surveying his magnificent heavens and earth? He picks up the poor from out of the dirt, rescues the forgotten who have been thrown out with the trash, seats them among the honored guests, a place of honor among the brightest and best. He gives childless couples a family, gives them joy as the parents' children. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we are going to praise God and just to be in a respectful to the word of God, in obedience to his ways, that we praise God. We have so much to be thankful and praise God for, you know. And I am just thinking of just a few things. I mean, look at us now, 2 weeks to the end of this year. 2021 has been an interesting, challenging year for most of us. Talking about the pandemic, you know, we some of us got sick and got healed. Some of us didn't even get attacked by this demon of COVID. Some did attack and not even know that they were attacked. They kept on going, not even aware. Whichever way, we have so much to be thankful of. We, and every one of us knows somebody, knows a family who has lost someone within these past 2 years through this this demon of COVID. But besides that, we are still here, and we have so much to be thankful of. He gives us shelter. Yes, we have a place we call home, a place we go and, you know, rest. We have food on our tables. We have clothing on our bodies, so we can praise God. He comforts us. He gives us peace in the middle of the storm, the peace that surpasses all understanding. He gives us people to fellowship with, brothers and sisters, right here at this prayer line. It is worthy of his praise just to have time of fellowship, to have time of encouragement, to have friends, someone whom you can call and in agreement and pray with, to have a family, to have brothers and sisters. So we have a lot to praise God for. As the word instructs us, praise ye God, all ye the servants of the Lord. So the lines are open. Let us praise God this morning. Let us not ask him of anything but to praise him. Let's just count our blessings. Let's name them one by one. Just to wake up this morning, to have sound come out of your mouth, it is worthy of his praise. Because there are some who went to sleep last night, they never woke up. There are some who got up so early before the sun rises and had to run somewhere, whether to work or for whatever reason. They didn't make it. They had an accident on the way. But you and I, we are here. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it is by his grace. It is by his love. So let us praise him. If you are in your
everywhere you can shout, where you can lift up your hands, where you can move around. Just praise him in any way, any shape you want to. Let us praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters, right now. Lift up your voice unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I honor you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. Lord, we thank you for this. We thank you for
all the praise. All the praise.
We thank you for passing by. We thank you for everybody.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Wonderful
yes,
God, thank
you,
Jesus. We love you, Lord. We magnify
you,
Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done for us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we got heat in our houses, Lord God, and cars to drive us through the east, Father God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up, Lord God. You didn't have to do it, but you did, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you for keeping me, sustaining me, Lord God. Lord God, not letting the enemy rise up against me, Lord.
Your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in you will not perish but have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We honor you, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for being the builder of my house. Because I know, Father God, except you build the house, yes, I am labor in vain. Except you, Father God, watches over my family. Yes, I watch the watchman watching over in vain. So I thank you for watching over my family, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, everlasting God, the one who watches over me. I put my confidence in you, Father. I put my trust in you. I praise you, Father God. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Is no any other God but you. You are God all by yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I honor you. I praise you. For my God, you are a consuming fire. You are the fire that burns all sin and drought.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord. Yes, I honor you, for you are a covenant-keeping God. I thank you, Father, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for turning my morning into dancing again. Thank you for wiping my tears, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for making all crooked ways in my life straight. Thank you for smoothening all the rough places in my life, Father. I honor you, Lord. Thank you for all the breakthroughs you gave me. Yes, throughout the life, those I know and those I'm not aware of. I praise you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise you, Father, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise God. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Yes, he deserves the praise. He deserves the honor. And we know that as we praise him, as we honor him, you know, when we praise God and we honor him, all the spirit of heaviness flees from us. You know, sometimes when we have all this heaviness, all these burdens, these heavy burdens, and we run out of ways how to ask, how to, you know, you just feel like you are pressed on all ways and all sides, left, right, and center, you are pressed. But when you praise God, when you honor him, even when you are sick in your body, you feel relief. That heavy burden relief when you praise God. I do believe that when we praise God, he works in our favor. We have breakthrough when we praise God. We have a healing when we praise God. We have some wisdom. Sometimes after you worship him, after you praise him, you are like, oh, I know what to do. You just come up with some wisdom that God gives you, and you have the solution or that right decision for whatever you want to do. So praising God, you will never go wrong when you praise God. So we thank God this morning, and we honor him. The lines are still open. We're going to go ahead and see who is here, and if you have a praise or a prayer request, and you can do so at that time as we, as you announce yourself in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Charlotte. I hope you guys can hear me okay.
I just want to thank
my prayer partners for praying for me. I had my surgery, my hip replacement surgery that I did not want to have. I was just a crying little baby in the bed, and I called Pastor Marlene, and I talked to her, and she prayed with me and sent the prayer request out for you guys to pray for me. And I was just like, feel the strength starting building up in me and the confidence building up in me. And I just want to thank you guys for praying with me. I know I give God all the glory, all the praise, all the thanks, all of it. I just give it all to God. The staff at the hospital I felt like royalty how they treated me and took care of me. I'm home now. I'm resting. I'm healing. I'm working with pain management because the pain is real from my hip replacement surgery. So I'm having to take a lot of pain medicine. So sometimes I'm not awake when the call is on. So I just wanted to let you guys know how I'm doing. And I just want to thank you so much for your prayers and prayer work. You know, it really, really does. And every time I've asked this prayer group to pray for me, miracles happen. And we have an anointing here that's something I've never felt before, and I'm just so glad to be a part of it. And I thank God for each and every one of you, and I love you. And I just wanted to give you my testimony today that I'm on this road of recovery, and I know that I'm going to make it all the way back so I can enjoy my grandbaby. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much again. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Grace, mercy, and peace to everyone. We thank God for blessing. We thank God for how he's just blessing Apostle Horsley. He's feeling so much better. He wants to eat everything in sight. He's walking better. His strength is returned. We just give God the glory for you all on this prayer line. For truly, we know that the fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we just want to thank you for your loving kindness. We want to thank y'all for your thoughts and prayers for Apostle Horsley and just giving this praise report that he is already healed in Jesus' name. And we thank y'all again. And we give God all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. Love you all and continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Love you all now. Thank you, Pastor. And thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, this is Yvonne.
I'm just glad to be here and made it to Atlanta. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And good morning. This is Sister Marie. I have a prayer request for Pam Dower. She something happened to her feet. She don't know. It's tender and it's in pain. She don't know if something did her feet or not. And also, I have a prayer request for Sharon, who's going in surgery this morning. Mm-hmm. And everybody have a wonderful weekend.
Yes.
Good morning, this is Sister Sheila. I just want to say good morning to everyone. And for Well, this being the holiday season, we know who Christ is, but I just want to just thank thus far. Bills are truly paid for the month. And that's a good thing for me. I'm just praising and thanking them for just taking care of the needs that would need to be met. Thank you. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. Well, praise mm-hmm. the Lord. This is Darlene. I have to share this because you all have been praying for me about a house for several months now. So I found the house, and we did the inspection. So once the inspection was done, they found that there was asbestos in the house, and there also was another situation that was something I didn't want to – well, I wanted the seller to reduce the price to help me pay for the items in the future. Well, they were balking. They were acting, you know, too much conversation, and I said, you know what, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to go on because they need to fix the asbestos. So what I did was withdrew my offer. That was Tuesday, I believe, is when I the offer. So last week, they contacted me, and they told me whatever it is that they need to do to have me purchase the house or go on through the closing, they would do it. So first of all, what they did was reduce the house by $10,000, and we don't know how much it's going to cost to fix the asbestos. So they said whatever it costs to clear the asbestos out of the house, they're going to reduce the price that much more. So to me, that was a miracle because they didn't have to do that. They could have went on to somebody else. But I'm thanking God that this house is nice, and I really like it. And it's in a nice neighborhood, too, very nice neighborhood. So I'm thanking God for a favor concerning this house. So by the end of the month, I plan to be moving. Lord willing and nothing hinder. So I thank you all. I'm telling you those prayers. I'm hearing these testimonies. And I thank God for my testimony this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Good
you,
morning,
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't hear the person who we just saw.
Good morning, this is Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning,
praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, this is Sister Mary. And it's just so good to hear all those testimonies this morning. I just can't tell you how blessed I am to be in the midst of what God is doing. I thank God for each of you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other? Okay, so let us go before the Lord, and we're going to first praise God for the breakthroughs, you know, for Apostle Horsley for his healing, and we're going to thank God for that, and for Sister Charlotte for that the surgery went well, and we're going to praise God for travel messages for our sisters that they arrived safely, and for favor for Pastor Darlene. Let us praise God, and then when we're done praising God, then we will pray for the request. I know this team needs healing for her feet, and for Sharon, who is scheduled for a surgery coming up, and anything else that you can think of. But we want to thank God first for what he has done, and then we put the prayer request. So let us go before the Lord. Together, we are at the top of the hour, and we can go ahead and thank God and for these praises, and also bring this request and anything that you can think of before the Lord. Let us all pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, we honor you, Lord, for what you are doing in your servant body, so closely. I thank you, Father God, for your healing power, that healing is the bread of the children. So we praise you, Father God, that you who has begun a good thing in him, yes, you will complete it, that he regains his strength in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. We praise you for travel meetings for our sister Lebron and sister Marie, that they arrived at their destination safely. And I thank you, Father God, that they accomplished the purpose and the reason for their travel, Father. Fill them with joy. Fill them with your peace, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, we praise you for what you are doing in our lives, Father, for Sister Sheila and Pastor Darlene, Lord, for giving her favor, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for you are such a favorable God. You pray on our behalf, you fight our battles. So I thank you, Father God, that you are not a respecter of any person. What you do for one, you do for the other. We praise you, Lord. We honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. We glorify your name, Father God, for there is no any other God but you. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for Pam. Yes, to touch her feet, Lord, whatever the disorder, the blood circulation, the liver system that it functions well, whatever the pain, whatever is coming from, we take it from the source that there is no life in this pain. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you touch the surgeon and everyone, the whole team in the operating room, for Sharon, that it is a successful surgery, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you. We send you, Holy Spirit. Yes, that you be right there as they work on her. In the name of Jesus, for you are always present. You are an omnipresent God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We praise you for each and every one of us, Father. You know our needs. We know where we need the favor, Father. That you act on our behalf and make favorable for us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord, and glorify your name. Thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you for answering our prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you are our Father. You are our Father, our Heavenly Father, our Everlasting Father. Yes, you are the Father to the fatherless. You are the defender of those who cannot defend themselves. You are the defender of the widows, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for setting us free and with whosoever the Son of Man says, the Son of God says, free is free indeed. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank God for hearing our prayers and accepting our praises. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. So we thank God we are at the top of the hour. And before I pin in to Pastor Darlene, I just want to thank each and every one of you for your prayers and for your support for our project to Zimbabwe. And God is so good. So we have 20 blankets now. We have enough money to purchase 20 blankets. Our goal was 20, believing God for the 4 blankets before the weekend is over, because I'm scheduled to go ahead and get the finances to Zimbabwe next week, early next week, so that they can already, we have an order already placed so that they can pay and distribute these blankets to the children before the Christmas day. So I just want to thank you, each and every one of you, for your contributions, big and small. Every little, every big makes a difference. And I pray that God will continue to be good to you, that his grace that is sufficient will locate you wherever you go, that his grace will find you. So I thank God that I could have not done it by myself. You really put that scripture that says one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to life, because we are making a difference. I mean, it might sound like a small thing, but to those children, it is a big thing to actually enter 2022 with a blanket they call their own, like I own a blanket. You know, here it might not make sense or mean anything, but if you have traveled and have gone to other countries and you see how other people live, and you can truly see and understand what I'm talking about. Those kids are very, very grateful, and on behalf of them, thank you and God bless you. Amen. So you all have a good weekend and a blessed weekend. And I do pray and believe that this weekend is going to be better for you. It's going to be more than what you had last weekend. If you thought you had fun, this weekend you're going to have more fun. So we thank God, because he doesn't take us backwards, but he takes us forward. For we move from glory to glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to turn the time to Pastor Darlene in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Scholastica, for your prayers and the word this morning. We are grateful that we are able to feed our spirits when we hear the word of God. So we appreciate you and all that you have done. And I thank God for all the sisters and brothers here. And as a reminder, on Tuesday, the 21st, we will be praying over the olive oil. So bring your olive oil to the line. We normally do that in December of each year. So that way you have some for the next year. And this morning as we're leaving, I decree that we are covered and sealed all the prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject it. We shall always reject those words, and they will not come to pass. We send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank the Lord today, and I decree that we are given, we have been given power to get wealth, and we're in a wealthy place. We have on the whole armor of God. And I decree this morning that we shall continue to resist the devil and he flees from us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree this morning that the plowman overtakes the reaper in our lives, and we live in continuous abundance. We shall continue to rejoice in the Lord. Yes, we will, as we praise him this morning. Let's praise him throughout the day. Because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hind feet. And he will make us to walk upon those high places. So as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. That is for our Pastor Scholastica, our Sister Marie, our Sister Charlotte, our Sister Mary, our Sister Lynn Wonderland, our Sister Grace, our Sister Lois, our Sister Chris, our Sister Teresa, our Sister Yvonne, our Sister Sheila, our Sister Linda. Those names I may not have remembered. Just go ahead and thank God that you are here and that God is blessing you. Apostle Horsley, our Sister Darlene, we just thank the Lord for everybody who's here and those who will come in the future, that God blesses us and keeps us and helps us to be all that we can be in him. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. We love one another. Hallelujah. Love our enemies. And we know that God will bring people to the kingdom as we show love one for another in Jesus' name. Amen. Go in peace. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Have a good weekend.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and of offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.